Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Margaret Lee saying good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord God has made. We are rejoicing and we are ecstatic in it because our God has prepared this day for us and everything that we need. He has provided us with it. And in this, hallelujah, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. Hallelujah. We can meet the challenge because we have been prepared for the challenges. For this day, hallelujah, we have been equipped for the day. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. God is so good. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God. It's tea time with Yeshua, Jesus, and me. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Amen. I am just so excited and so delighted to have you join in with us. I thank the Lord for Mother Dunlap that's on this morning. Praise you, Mother. Hallelujah. God bless you. Really enjoyed your prayers on Wednesday. Yes, she came in and she did pray with us. And so did Minister Dunlap. God is good. God is good. It is so good. She has a son that's a pastor. Hallelujah. And a son that's a minister. Hallelujah. All in the same house. Hallelujah. From the same mother and the father. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. Hallelujah. And to be able to really work with them and give them insight as they go forth in the Lord. Hallelujah. They had a dynamic, powerful father, Apostle Dunlap. He's gone on to be with the Lord, but he was a mighty man of God. They got their instructions, and they got solid instructions. Amen. From a powerful mother and father. We do thank you, Mother, for being with us. And today, my friends, what we're going to talk about, as I have been saying to you, been going over and over trying to format this and just see where God is leading me first. I thank the Lord that he gave me the strength and removed the fear and the doubt and encouraged me to do it. And this way, I pray that you will see you are able to do the things that God has called you to do because God will lead and guide you in once you recognize and yield to him. And Moses just keep coming to my mind. Moses was a baby. He did not know what was in store for him. He had no clue. He was a baby. But God knew who Moses was. He knew what his purpose was for God, for the work of the kingdom, to be the deliverer for Israel, to get them out of Egypt. Hallelujah. And to help the form the nation. Just saying. Moses couldn't have come up with that one. God, and at the appointed time, God came to him and told him what his purpose was. Think back on Moses' life. Mother put him in the water and ran into the arms and the heart of Pharaoh. It was all God's plan. God's will. So let's not fight it. Let's just become more yielding to God, saying, God, okay, what is it? Or direct me. And watch what God does. Remember, I started off saying about late bloomers and getting to do what God has called us to do,
even after we have come to the resolution that it's impossible, it cannot be done. But if it's God's purpose, then it's his time. He knows what he wants. So if he brought it back or brought it up and given you the idea and the thought, just ask God to have his way. And let's yield to that. And you remember I said I wasn't going to say late bloomers. I'm just going to say we're bloomers. How is that? We're bloomers. Yes. And we are the torchbearers, so the younger ones can see. That's one of the reasons I keep talking about Mother Dunlap, because she's one of the ones that's holding up the torch. Mother Smith, she's gone on to be with the Lord, a mighty woman of God. A mighty woman of God. Holding up the torch. And she held the torch. Yes, she did. So we thank God for that. We thank God that though there are saints, one who's seeking God and seeking to do his will and trusting him in it, even though it may seem impossible. And no way this could happen. God, there's no way God could have called me to this. Do you know who I am? All of these things in spite of us. God can use, or he knows the plans and the thoughts that he has for us. So yield to it. Don't fight it. It's great. Someone need you. Someone need what God has placed in you. Someone. Many people need it. So let's be faithful. And then the next thing is, the question is, how much do you really love your new life? Or are you secretly wishing that you could have your old life? Have you really turned the old life, or turned from the old life? Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. You don't have to tell everybody. Tell it to God if you have not. If you hadn't gotten to the place, behold, all things are new. You still want to hold on to the old for whatever reason. It's personal. Discuss it and confess it to God. Ask him to help you. Ask him. Now, I don't know why or who that's for or why it came up, but that's what it is. There should let it be no attraction. So enthused with who we are in our new life that it just permeates. And the excitement of who we are. And we want others to have this wonderful life that we have. And we're not trying to look like them or be like them to get them. It's the power of God in us that will draw them to us when we look and walk on this earth as children of the Most High God. I'm just saying. We don't have to do that, because he'll open our mouth, and this is another subject in itself, and he'll fill it with words, and then I'm telling you. He'll fill it with words, and it doesn't have to be a lot of words. It came from him. He knows just what needs to be said. We just have to learn to stay connected. Watch God work in us and through us. He knows his plans. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless his name. excited.
Mm-hmm.
And we do know that there are battles within, out. But our God has made sure that He has empowered us, and that word we use, phrase we use, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Well, we can do the work that God has called us to do. We can. And when we think about it, we realize that with God, all things are possible. Mm-hmm. You can finish that up. And then, you know, we're to fight the good fight. We're to be faithful. Mm-hmm. And determined to do our Master's will. Yeah. But sometimes, you know, God makes it clear, and some of us would say, I didn't think that it was possible for me to even think about doing it. It was, but our little minds is so small. But what God has for us, when we stay connected, but think about this. When Moses came to the earth, he made no plans. His mother and father didn't know who he was. They didn't know what God's plan was for him. He didn't even have a moment to make a decision about it when his mom placed him on the water to go into the heart of Pharaoh. And when he was growing up, what did he know? But God began to draw him, and things began to happen to take him into the place that God wanted him to be in. Some of the things that Moses did, maybe he didn't have to kill the servant. I don't know. But just think about how he was still being led to the places that God wanted him so that he would accomplish the task. And at an appointed time, God told him what his purpose was. Moses had no clue. So maybe God has put something, I keep going there, in your belly. In your belly, and you may be fighting it. Pray and ask God to lead you and guide you. And we are to pray and ask God to lead us and guide us. And because we are willing vessels and we want to do our Father's will. And so it brings me to the table. I call it the traveling cafe, and sometimes you'll understand why I call it that. But our sessions now, we're sitting at the gold table, and at the gold table, we're discussing different issues and subjects, and we're going to have special guests from time to time, as I said before, to discuss. One of the subjects that we will be discussing is our journey ministers and female ministers in particular, the journey to the pulpit, mm-hmm. And then their journey once they be gone, and once they reach the pulpit, then the journey beyond the pulpit. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good.
So those are some of the things that God has laid on my heart, and that's what we will be doing, because we want to encourage each one of us, and we want each one of us to be encouraged so that we can do the things of God and encourage to be the shining star, to be. And when I say that, I don't mean as building towers for ourselves, but I'm saying as being saints of God, people being a light to this world, amen, and walking according to the will of God and accomplishing the things that God has called us to do. So at our table, we will, and then we'll have questions and answers, but we'll discuss it with one another before time, so that we, those who are coming in perhaps for the first time, won't be confused as to what we're talking about. So it's a lot, and pray for me as I go forth in this. And there are other things that God has given me, and I'm beginning to see where it's coming together. Amen? Amen. God is good. Raise your hand and say hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your holy name, your holy name, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Because most people don't realize I'm shy. Mm-hmm. Well, I was shy. Or I used to be shy. That has been a part of my nature. But apparently not anymore. And most people that know me would just start laughing and saying, I don't believe that. But some things you have to fight through. Okay? You have to fight through it. You have to fight through, and God gives us the strength to do that. But yes, and I stutter. I did. But God is good. God is good. And he's going to touch my vocal cords and my voice box, and I'm going to be able to sing. Now, I know my sister's laughing at that one and my children. God is good. Psalms 31, let's read the first verse. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow two, bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for my house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Mm-hmm. Five, unto thine hands I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. Mm-hmm. 23. O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Amen. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Almighty God. Hallelujah. And I just looked up at 17. So I love this song. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speaketh grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Hallelujah. That's a nice verse, huh? Hallelujah. And Psalms 21, Thursday. We have to remember this, that the Lord shall redeem our art, shall reward us for our good works. And so be faithful in that, loving the Lord, wanting to please Him and be about His business. Amen. Hallelujah. Because He's our rock and our fortress. And for His name's sake, we ask Him to lead and to guide us. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Yeah, Lord. We thank You for doing that for us. Hallelujah. God is good. God, I just can't. Sometimes I just get so amazed and just silent when I begin to read the scriptures. Because they're filled with wisdom and knowledge. And it's truth. That's all. It's just truth. Everything we need is here in the Word. Hallelujah. Let's read our regular scriptures for a moment. 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. I do this so that we will never forget that we have a responsibility and that we can make a difference in this world. While we're pondering and trying to decide what it is that we want God to do or God want us to do, we know this for a fact. We know this for a fact, and we it's good to listen. I think it was 1999 when this came up, and it just kept bubbling up, the scripture. And when I think about it, God has given me things in advance, and it just becomes filling. It just spews up and out of me. And then I'm going like, well, why am I saying this? The world didn't look nothing then like it's looking now, you know. But nevertheless, we have to, when you have that, let it out. Talk about it. God just giving me a scripture. Well, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't seem to fit. But just every opportunity that the Lord gives you to use it. It's for a reason. 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. Please listen. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I should send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. Amen. Amen. So while we're pondering, wanting to know, we don't have to open our mouth and criticize, and we know we can take responsibility for our actions. God said what we need to do. So we'll begin to do what we need to do. And as God gives us further instructions, we'll do that too. Amen? It's not hard. It doesn't take a rocket scientist. When we have it, stick to it. Don't get weary in well-doing. That's a good place. Right there. Stay before the Lord. Stay before the Lord. And when we sit and we think about it, and then God will give us something else. And then after that, there'll be something else. And then after that, there'll be, my God. And the next thing you know, you will find yourself walking into that place that you thought was impossible. You'll find yourself walking, oh my God, you'll find yourself walking right in it.
my God. Oh, my Lord God. Oh, yes. 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 You'll find your, oh, glory be to his name. You'll find yourself walking therein. Hallelujah. And listen to this. I had a younger bishop. I was sharing something, and he pulled me to the side, and he said something, and he was so right. And this is the scripture that backed it up. A fool utters all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in until afterwards. Don't tell it all. Don't even tell it. Keep it in your heart. And I noticed that with somebody, well, God, if you need to discuss something with someone, God will lead you and show you. Let's begin to lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge God, and he will direct, I promise you, he will direct our path. Oh, yes, he will. As a matter of fact, let's read that. Proverbs 3, starting at the 5th verse. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, God, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy neighbor and marrow to thy bones. Hallelujah. Everything we do. Oh, no, I got it. Mm-mm. Oh, I know I can discuss this with so-and-so. I know they are my friends. But did the Lord tell you they may be your friend? But did the Lord tell you to share it? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just don't share everything. Mm-hmm. Now, if I can be honest about that, and I can, the Lord just had someone to speak to me. Mm-hmm. Because they may share it, but you don't know who ears they're dropping it in. You don't know the eyes of the one that you're sharing it with. You don't know the heart. They may have tried just different things. Just different things. They may encourage you. They may not. They may try to discourage you for hatred, out of love, whatever. Sometimes we just need to keep it. Mm-hmm. And then allow it to manifest. Yeah. Uh-huh. So now I can see some things now. I can see better, clearer, and I understand. I understand. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of times where you don't get the whole picture. Uh-huh. Because you get so anxious, you get so excited. Calm down. That book, group, calm down, shout, give God the glory, but ask him to direct your path with it, guard your mouth, bring in at the appointed time. And watch how things happen. God is so good. We serve a wonderful Father, a wonderful God. But guess what? He's our Father. And some of us have fathers who passed, and we have just got a glimpse of what a father could be, and we don't know if we just superimposed it, or that we really, really know I had a small glimpse of what a good father is. And life is such that we went through places where we lost hope and faith and what good is. I mean, there's so many things, but he asked him to break through all of those walls, all of perhaps if they're in the negativity of a father. Oh, my God, and allow you to see him as your father. Oh, my God. Glory be to his name. Ask him to allow you to see what it feels like to be his child. Oh, glory. That leap of faith. Hallelujah. My hope is in you. My faith is in you. My trust is in you, Almighty God. Almighty God. Leap. Leap. Hallelujah. For you are my all in all. You are my Father. And I thank you. I praise you, Almighty God. And nothing on this earth can compare being a child of the living God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord and we thank you. We thank you. That's a good place to start. And I'm speaking to everyone as if and as though we are all saved. We have all given our lives to the Lord and accepted him as our Lord and Savior. But now, if there is one who has not and have a need to receive him as your Lord and Savior, Scripture says that we repent, and that repent is we confess, we repent of our sins and our wicked ways. And sometimes I think we rush that, because when the Lord is dealing with us, it's just not a quick fix. It just don't, I mean, when we start to weep before him, oh my God, and be saying that I have sinned against you, when the reality of who he is and who we are and feeling the drawing to him, sometimes there's a weep and real, a genuine turnaround. I don't want this in my life. I am truly sorry. I have, you know, my, oh, I don't want this. I see that I'm a sinner. I don't want to be a sinner. I want to be loved by the Almighty God. I want to be a child of God. I want to replace. I want to accept his salvation. God, I thank you for loving me, to bring me to this, oh my God, to bring me to this place, to bring me to this place. I thank you, and I truly turn from my wicked ways. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, because I can't do it by myself. I need you, Lord. They say I can accept the love that you have for me. I want you to be my Lord and my Savior, but I don't know what it means. I want you to be head of my life. but I don't know what it all entails. Help me, Lord. Guide me. Direct me. Be a shield of defense for me as I grow in you. Jesus, sure. I don't know all about you, but I accept you for where I am. I thank you for allowing me to grow in you and become the child you have called me to be. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Yes. Father, we pray for each and every one this morning. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Father, we thank you for your love, your kindness, your shalom. We thank you for touching hearts, Almighty God. We thank you this morning for forgiving us of all our sins that we have committed against you, knowing and even unknowing, Almighty God, that we have sinned against you in word, thought, and deed. We have been disobedient by not forgiving and not loving, disobedient by not living a life that's holy and righteous, living a life that's covered up because we don't want to offend people. Almighty God, please forgive us. Holy God, if we deny you before men, Lord Yeshua, you said that you'll deny us before our Father. Forgive us for every sin. Cleanse us with the blood of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Order our steps, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Guide us, Almighty God. We thank you for your written word, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you for filling us, Almighty God, your anointing power. Breathe on us, Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Give us the excitement, the holy boldness. Almighty God, give us a hunger for your word, a hunger to know you, a hunger to please you. Even greater. Thank you for allowing us to have trust in you, Almighty God. Bless your name. Let us not be deceived. Guard our ears and our eyes, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, our eyes, Almighty God. Almighty God. Our ears, Almighty God, and our heart. Hallelujah. Give us understanding, Holy Ghost. Revelation, knowledge. Put teachers, hallelujah, good teachers. Hallelujah, faithful teachers. Hallelujah, in our pathway, Almighty God. Set us in churches where you would have us to be, where we will learn and grow. And learn of thee, Almighty God, for those of us who are not in have a church home. A faithful pastor, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Live an example of a child of the Most High God. Thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. All those that are walking and crying and saying they don't know how. Have I shook on us? Send help from the rest. Sanctuary, Almighty God. Send your word, Almighty God. Send songs of deliverance, Almighty God. Meet every need, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Show yourself strong and mighty. For those who are yours, fight and protect, great God. Oh, God. Oh, God. And as we began to do and our work for you, Almighty God, we thank you. We thank you for your counseling, Almighty God. We thank you for your direction. We thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for your guidance, Almighty God. Thank you. Glory be to your name. Filling us, Almighty God, with your will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. And if we slip, Almighty God, we thank you that you won't let us slip. You won't let us stumble. Oh, no, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't. We thank you for it. No, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't. We thank you for how you heal our bodies. Yes, you do. For you are the God that heals your people. Hallelujah. We thank you for the healing, Almighty God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you that you meet our every need. We thank you that we have favor with you and mercy, Almighty God. Glory be to your name. We thank you how you touch hearts and minds. Hallelujah. Thank you for the new day. Hallelujah. Thank you for filling our mouths, Almighty God, and zipping it shut when there's nothing to be said. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us open wide our mouth that you may fill it. God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you for the babe. Thank you for healing, setting free, and delivering. You know. Thank you for favor with man and every decision. Hallelujah, we plead the blood of Yeshua. You know, Almighty God, you know. Hallelujah. And every system of man, we pray, Almighty God, hallelujah, that you touch, hallelujah, every system of man. Glory be to your name. And the turmoil that's in the White House and in Washington and in the governmental bodies of these United States. We touch and we pray that your will be done, Holy God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. They're just men, Almighty God. They're just men needing counsel from you. Abba, speak to their hearts and their minds, Almighty God. Speak, Almighty God. Walk tall in these United States. Save, set free, and deliver. To God be the glory for the things that you are doing, Almighty God, in the earth. Hallelujah. Remember those who are being persecuted as we speak. Change the hearts of men in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. Yes, He is. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. Jude 1:24-25. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. This is Pastor Margaret Lee saying God bless you. God is good and He loves you. Walk in peace, walk in love, and walk in confidence that you are a child of the King.